Good afternoon. The title of my talk is Prescription Opioid Injection and HCV Among Young Injection Drug Users. I'd like to acknowledge my collaborators and co-authors, Carol Silva and Alex Ketsiewicz, as well as NIDA for grant support. So what I'm going to do this afternoon is talk about several things. I'm going to give you a little overview on the hepatitis C virus, then some background on prescription opioid misuse among young adults, move into some more background on the broader problem of the prescription opioid epidemic, and then to locate that in this current or this study they have looking at prescription drug misuse among young adults. So looking at this table here, we can see that hepatitis C basically declined between 2000 and 2004 and then began increasing among 20 to 29-year-olds and 30 to 39-year-olds. The other age groups more or less stayed flat. If we drill down to just the state level in Massachusetts, for instance, we see that relationship as well here, that we have declining HCV among all age groups but increasing among young adults. And that's happening at the same time as we have syringe exchanges are increased, have been one of the primary preventative measures against HCV, and you can see here by this chart that syringe exchanges, distribution of syringes has increased during this whole time period. So on one hand, we have this rising rate of HCV among young adults that seems to be unexplained. If we look at the issue of prescription opioid misuse among young adults, we see that it tends to be highest in this age range, 18 to 25, as well as 24 to 30, 26 to 34, and a bit higher than heroin use. If we kind of break it out, looking at particular kinds of opioids and compare it to heroin here, heroin's on the bottom line here, this purple line, we see among 18 to 25-year-olds some increases from 2003 to 2010. The opioids that have been on the rise have been oxycodone and methadone, more powerful opioids, and the ones that are declining tend to be codeine and hydrocodone. Again, looking at 18 to 25-year-olds at heroin and injection drug use, the red line here shows a general increase in injection drug use among young adults, and then overall heroin use, whether by needle or snorting or any means, a general trend towards increasing among young adults. So we have this increase of opioid misuse among young adults at the same time as we have this increasing HCV problem. And just a little more background on opioids. It's worth noting that over the past 40 years, there's been a range of new opioids that have come into the pharmacopoeia, beginning with methadone, moving on to Vicodin in the 70s, Oxycontin in the 90s, and then buprenorphine in various formulations. So over the last 40 years, we've seen more types of opioids become available, which is great on one hand in terms of pain management and drug treatment, but may also present some problems in terms of greater opportunities for misuse. This shows the general relationship between increasing sales of opioids since the late 90s and as well as opioid treatment. And then the red line, importantly, as Nick pointed out, we have this real dramatic increase in deaths due to overdose. And as many of you probably know, opioid overdose is now a leading cause of death in the U.S. At the same time, it's important to also keep in mind what the situation is with heroin. And this graph here shows that since the late 80s, heroin price has generally declined while purity kind of increased and now has stabilized. So we have this decreasing costs associated with heroin while purity is maintained fairly constant. And I should point out, too, that the heroin purity can vary quite a bit depending upon city. This is just an overall U.S. purity level, but it can vary a lot depending upon which city we're talking about. So let's move on to some findings from some of the research I've done specifically. Just kind of thinking about injection drug use in general, the general kind of paradigm has been people initiating with heroin, moving on to injection drug use, and what I would call a heroin-rich prescription opioid scarce environment. And then at some point in their career, they may transition to injecting pain pills, pain medications, if needed. But more or less, the trajectory is starting with heroin, injecting with heroin, and sticking with injecting heroin. So with the advent of the prescription opioid epidemic in places more rural areas, which I would classify as more heroin scarce and largely in heroin rich, you find people initiating with opioids, injecting opioids, and then pretty much sticking with opioids, injecting opioids, because there's just not much heroin to be had. The third kind of paradigm is what we've been finding in our research, some qualitative work we've done in New York and Los Angeles, which I would kind of describe as both heroin-rich and opioid-rich environments. And so the trajectory that we found is that a young person begins misuse of an opioid, prescription opioid, often an oral kind of administration, may then transition to sniffing, and then begins injection. And so the injection can then take two tracks. You can begin injecting heroin and then begin injecting opioids subsequently, or move from injecting sniffing opioids to injecting opioids and then later transitioning to injecting heroin. And then once that begins, it's kind of this moving back and forth between heroin and opioids depending upon what's available. But what we found is that once they move into this injection phase, it's more typically heroin becomes the primary drug that's injected, and then opioids, prescription opioids, then can supplement that depending upon availability. So the research questions I want to look at with this current study is kind of trying to understand first, what are some of the demographic, social, and behavioral characteristics associated with lifetime prescription opioid injection? And then what are some of the characteristics associated with HCV positivity? And then is there association between injecting opioids and HCV positivity? So is this kind of new form of injection, injecting opioids, somehow associated with this rise in HCV that we're seeing? So we focused on individuals who were misusing prescription drugs, and we're defining that as when they're not prescribed for you or that you took only for the experience or feeling that it caused. We're focusing on young adults age 16 to 25, and they had to be current misusers of prescription drugs, opioids, tranquilizers, or stimulants. This particular analysis is limited to injection drug users only who have injected in the past 90 days. And we sampled from locations in both New York and Los Angeles. Those both places have different kind of heroin and opioid environments. The instrument was done administered face-to-face and done in private or semi-private locations. And so the primary independent variable we're going to be looking at is lifetime prescription opioid injection. Our dependent variability is HCV positivity, and it's important to point out this is a self-report variable. And then additional variables and interest that you'll see is demographics, other lifetime drug using behaviors, as well as recent injection risk behaviors. And the bulk of the analysis that you'll see is we're doing bivariate analyses with our independent and dependent variable, and then to create a final model regressing, looking at the relationship between prescription opioid injection and HCV positivity, controlling for significant covariates. The final sample is 159 injectors. We excluded those who we had no data on testing or did not know their current status. And then the majority had reported lifetime opioid injection, 71%, while a minority reported being HCV positive. So here's the relationship looking between prescription opioid injectors and non-injectors. And just in this kind of bivariate, a couple important ones to point out is we see that those who identify as white a greater proportion were opioid injectors compared to the non-injectors, and a greater proportion of those who report being currently homeless were opioid injectors compared to the non-injectors. Some of the lifetime drug-using behaviors, opioid as a substitute for heroin. So that's what I was talking about earlier. So once someone becomes a heroin injector, they may report using opioids as a substitute when it's no longer available. Also, cocaine injection, those who were lifetime cocaine injectors, a greater proportion were also opioid injectors. And then you can see these 90-day injection practices, majority of them, there's significant differences between the opioid injectors and the non-injectors. Distributive needle sharing, receptive, backloading, cooker sharing. So moving on to our dependent variable, those comparing those who are HCV positive compared to those who are HCV negative. Not too many significant differences in terms of demographic characteristics. The one to keep note of is this poor working class, that a greater proportion of those who reported being poor or working class wound up being HCV positive compared to those who were negative. Again, opioid is a substitution for heroin. Greater proportion were HCV positive, as were cocaine injectors, and that most of the 90-day injection risk practices were also a greater proportion were HCV positive. So I've kind of streamlined the final model, and this is where we have HCV positivity is our dependent variable. Lifetime prescription, those who reported lifetime prescription opioid injection were 6 times more likely to be self-report being HCV positive, controlling for the other significant covariates. The independent other variables that were independently associated with HCV positivity was receptive needle sharing, as well as growing up poor, this opioid as a substitute for heroin, and cocaine injection. So just to kind of, what have we learned here? So we do find that that opioid injection is associated with self-reported HCV positivity. Just looking at the opioid injectors alone, they were more likely to be white and homeless, which is kind of often the same group who are also heroin injectors. This growing up poor working class was associated with HCV positivity, which suggests that maybe there's as kind of a social determinant that is important to be considered here in terms of HCV. And then this factor around substituting prescription opioids for heroin is I think, a potentially new finding. And that there has been a couple studies that have looked at opioid injection in HCV. They largely found the relationship in, again, this what I would call more heroin-scarce environment. But so we found this relationship in this heroin-rich, opioid-rich environment, which I think is an important kind of context to be aware of. And that I think future studies should look at this issue of what is it about opioid injection that could potentially put someone at risk for HCV. There has been some qualitative work that's found that opioids may be more frequently injected than heroin, that there may be particular injection practices, sharing of washes, as it's been called. But there needs to be some more work done at that kind of qualitative ethnographic level to understand how are the drugs actually being prepared and injected. A few important limitations. One, again, all the data on HCV is self-report, so there could be some issues around recall bias, social desirability, and then the opioid injection variable is just lifetime opioid injection, so we're not sure about the intensity or frequency. And then again, of course, this is cross-sectional, so we cannot assess causality. Although some data that I didn't present shows that in most cases, opioid injection initiation occurs a good 2 to 3 years before self-report of HCV positivity. And just to conclude, so in the sample of young IDUs, we did find a high proportion who did report lifetime injection of opioids, and it was independently associated with HCV. Opioid injectors tended to be young, white, and homeless. Again, we may have this kind of polyopioid injector subgroup that could be further investigated. And that overall, perhaps these results suggest that prescription opioid injection should be or give greater consideration for as a contributing factor to rising HCV infection among young adults in the U.S. Thank you.